Hello, everybody. Joining us today, rookie phenom Casey Hayward. And Casey, you left Vanderbilt as the school's all-time leading interceptor. Come to Green Bay, picked up right where you left off. What's this thing about interceptions? A knack, anticipation, preparation? How does it happen that you're always intercepting passes?
I think, you know, all of the above. You know, you got to have some instincts. I think that's one of my major things coming out of college. What people always ask me, what's my major attribute? And I always tell them my instincts. I've been an instinctive guy since I've been at Vanderbilt. You know, you got to prepare. Preparation is the key. So I watched a lot of film. You know, I listened to Coach Capers. I listened to Joe. And that really has helped me out. You know, I also talked to Tremont, talked to Wood. If I have a question, you know, sometimes they give me tips. So I just listen to that and I absorb that.
Stafford under center, fakes the handoff to LeSure. With Stafford looking to throw.
Intercepted.
Casey Hayward. He's at the 35, cutting right to the 40. There's a penalty marker down to the far side. Hayward goes down near the 47-yard line of Green Bay.
Casey, a lot of fellows that play your position, it seems from the outside looking in, they kind of approach the game, hey, tackling's for the other dudes. I'm a cover guy, but I've noticed you are not bashful about sticking your head in there into the rough stuff. Is that a natural thing with you? Hey, it's football, I like the rough stuff, or did you have to kind of learn that?
I think I kind of learned it from being in college. At first when I got there, you don't want to stick your head in there because you're not used to hitting. But being inside, you know, that helped me out because you're closer to the action. So if you shy away from the contact, everybody sees you. I think it's just being inside that I have to go in there and stick my head in there.
Your impressions of the competition at the NFL level so far?
Like they say, I played in the SEC. It's a little different because you got guys like that on both sides. You got guys like that in the slot. You got guys like that in the O-line. So I think it's a little harder here doing the matchups.
Well, talking about the transition from college to program, biggest difference so far?
These big receivers. You know, these guys are big and fast. You go with Calvin Johnson, you got Brandon Marshall, you got Percy Harvey, super fast. And I think the schemes are a lot different, more complex. So you really got to come in here level-headed and ready to learn.
Casey, this season you've been on the field with a future Hall of Famer in Charles Woodson. What is the biggest thing you've learned from either talking to him, observing him? What's the biggest thing you've learned?
How to be a pro. He's definitely proven that he's a pro, that he's a Hall of Famer. He has his own edit in our book that you can go and click on things that he watches, things that he sees. So I think just film study and, you know, just, like I said, learning how to be a pro.
Casey, when you came to camp, every day you went against the Packer wide receiving core.
Right.
And this is when it was all healthy for the most part. Was that good training for you? Because that's a pretty competent group.
Definitely. I feel like our receiving core is one of the best in the league. You know, you got Jennings, Nelson, Jones, Cobb, Finley, you know, Crabtree and all those guys. When you get to go up against those guys every week, when you go up against anybody else, it's just like either they're that good or they're below that. So, you know, it kind of helps us out at the back end.
Snap to Schaub in the shotgun. Rainbow's right side, and it's intercepted. Intercepted in the end zone and coming out of the end zone for the Green Bay Packers. It's Casey Hayward, and the rookie's got an interception for the second week in a row.
Now, back in high school, in addition to playing defense, you were a quarterback. What kind of quarterback was Casey Hayward?
All around. I was a mobile quarterback, though. But I threw the ball, ran the ball. We were probably about 50-50. I threw for some yards and ran for some yards.
Now, ironically enough, I've seen where among your favorite athletes, one guy named Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And I take it that was even before you came here. What did you respect or admire about Aaron Rodgers?
I got to know him through his brother, you know, Jordan. You know, so I really started watching him, you know, because his brother came to my school like 2-3 years ago. So I really got to watch his game, watch his craft. And respect him as a player. Just watching him on the film, see how he carried himself when I wasn't even here. So when I got here, it just amazed me to see how he carried himself on the field and how he prepared as well.
One last thing for you, Casey. How are you dealing with the length of the pro season. This is your first time through it now, and
right.
and you'd be the bowl game would be over, and you'd have a month off by now. But how are you dealing with the length of your first pro season?
I think I'm dealing with it pretty well. You know, people say the rookie wall. I don't think I hit that yet. I think if you're a rookie, it's really been long because right after your season, you start working out for the combine. You know, you got all these workouts for other teams. Then you have to go to OTAs. So I think it's pretty long for the rookies. But I think you just got to be mentally prepared. You know, just hear what other people have to say and how they got through it.